the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, it's going to be a short one because I wanted to talk to you about smells, and specifically about how to smell your way to success. And it's not quite as bad as it sounds. So let me explain. So one of the things I realised was, and bear in mind, okay, that I'm tight. I'm a tight northerner, and I can't help it. It's built into my genes that I have to be tight and not spend a lot of money. I simply cannot help it. I have no idea why, other than the fact that I'm a northerner and therefore call myself a tight northerner. Having said that, there's a couple of things that I used to do that was really preventing how I felt about me going out and making a lot of money and becoming wealthy. And one of those was that I always used to skimp on like shampoo and shower gel and that sort of thing. So, you know, if I was in a supermarket and I saw Lynx and I saw, let's say, Asda Zone, I would buy Asda Zone. And then after a while, I upgraded to Lynx because that was, back in those days, luxurious. Back in those days. And, you know, it's quite expensive. It's twice the price of all the rip-off supermarket copies, when the supermarket ones would do fine, in my mind, okay? And I used to give it no more thought than that, other than actually what it cost me in the pocket, you know? And then I stumbled upon this at a friend's house, and he had a bottle of Molton Brown. And Molton Brown's like 20 quid a bottle. And it's like shower gel, shampoo, whatever it is. And I was like, I smelt it and I used it, and it smelled amazing. It made me feel wealthy. And for the rest of that day, I felt wealthy. And you know how they say clothes maketh the man? Very sexist comment there, but that's what we use, that's the saying, right? So clothes maketh the man. It's not just the clothes. Clothes can, and they do, okay. Having said that, I still wear stuff from Primark from time to time, because I'm still a tight northerner. And so, you know, some days, if it's just a normal day, I'll get up and I'll bang on a t-shirt that's cost me a couple of quid from Primark. But other days, when I want to feel wealthy, I won't do that. I'll pop the Hugo Boss top on, or, you know, the Armani shirt or whatever. Depends where I am, what I'm doing and so on, and how I decide I would like to feel. So, like, you try this. You go to a networking event in a cheap suit, and then you go to a networking event in your most expensive suit, and you tell me the difference in the results that you get. Because I guarantee that the fact that you're wearing a smart suit that's more expensive will make you feel more wealthier. And it's the same on a smart pair of shoes, fellas. We're terrible with shoes, and I'm specifically terrible with shoes. At the moment, I'm in, like, £75 Skechers, but they're still trainers, right? I never wear shoes, but you wear a couple of £100 worth of shoes, you're going to feel like you're worthy. Does that make sense? So just bring that back to smells. One of the really quick, cheap ways for you to, let's get rid of that word cheap, actually. One of the quick, simple, high value, low cost methods of you feeling great is for you to change your smell. And so go out and get yourself a bottle of Molton Brown shampoos. Fellas, this is really for you. Ladies, you guys seem to do this automatically anyway, okay? And if you're not, then you can step up a level. Because it's just about making these small differences. Even sometimes it's only you that notices it. Sometimes it's not other people that notice it. It's just you. So first step is go get yourself some Molton Brown. It costs 20 quid. You might make it last like 3 weeks maybe. 2 to 3 weeks. You might make it last a month, depending on how stingy you are with it. But whatever, it's fine. It's a great investment into how you feel. Because the way which you feel, so let me put this into context. All of my success came when I was in a good mood. Very little of my success came when I wasn't feeling successful. The podcasts that I do, I put myself into a state of mind so that I feel good and positive, and hopefully that vibe comes through on the podcast, and I think it does quite well. Sometimes when I let one or two slip through, you know, I have a little rant, and sometimes I might sound a bit aggressive. It's because I'm not feeling wealthy or whatever. You know, maybe something's happened, yet another tenant has decided not to pay the rent, or turn it into a cannabis farm, or trash the place and have dog feces all over the carpet. That happened this week. The joys of being a property investor. Especially on a Guardian website who, or, you know, the people who go there automatically assume that it's all unearned income. Yeah, yeah, of course it is. So, but look, go and start smelling nice. Start investing in your smell-drobe. It's like a wardrobe, but it's a wardrobe for smells. I've just made that up. So work on your smell-drobe. If you've run out of aftershave or perfume, go get yourself some more. You don't have to buy the expensive stuff. Just go get yourself, like let's put it this way. If you're not on aftershave right now or perfume, go get yourself some that you can afford. That's a step one. If you are on perfume or aftershave right now, go get yourself a next step up. And work up to the more expensive stuff every time you purchase, if you can. Okay, as your income starts to increase, you should be also increasing the quality of your smell drobe. What a great word. I should like trademark that. So your smell drobe is really, really important. And it starts from how you start in the shower and what you're using to wash yourself. I can't believe this is in the podcast, but it's true, right? This is where we're at. If you want to be successful, these are the things that will add up. It's like the straw that breaks the camel's back sort of thing. All of these individual items on their own, they all contribute to your future success. You try this. You get out of a Ferrari and then you get out of a little, let's say, Ford Escort, okay? And you tell me the difference in how you feel. You tell me the difference in how you walk away from either of those cars. Because trust me, when you get out of a Ferrari, you walk like you own the place, right? That's just what you do. I remember once getting out of a taxi, believe it or not, and I walked up to the bar and I walked like I owned the place. And the guy stopped me and says, "No, you're not coming in." And I'm like, "Why?" He said, "You walk like you own the place." Which I just thought was hilarious. So he stopped me going in and spending money in the bar because I walked like I owned the place, which is just like totally random. But I remember thinking at the time, and I won't swear, but I remember thinking, that's right, mofo. And one day that's exactly what I'm going to do. And it was very inspirational for me to go, that's right, I do own this goddamn place. And when I do, I'm going to fire you. I never bought it, but I bought more property and it just made me feel more confident. So how you think about yourself is really important. The thoughts that go through your head. We all know that the words that come out of your mouth are perfect indicators to what you're going through and how you're feeling and so on. But if you can change your thought patterns and the speech patterns to being more successful simply by the smell, do you know what? It's worth that 20 quid that's going to last for 2-3 weeks. Totally, totally worth it. In Spain, everybody wears aftershave and perfume. Everybody. And so you're walking past, you're walking the dog, and some 70-year-old lady will walk past you and you just smell the perfume and you're like, oh my gosh, that smells amazing. And she's like in Spain, they do things differently. Everybody dresses very well. And so, she's well dressed and she's well turned out. And she's like in her 70s and she's just walking with her husband or whatever. And that's amazing. And then like a guy will walk past and he's in his 60s and he smells amazing. And you're like, what on earth? People really take care over those smells. And I started doing this like a couple of years back. And I noticed the difference in how I felt. Even if it's just that difference for the first hour and how you feel. For that first hour, you can do amazing things. Where if you compare it to how you used to smell. Like, I mean, this is not a podcast about bathing every day. Like, that's like, we don't need that conversation, I'm sure, okay? Otherwise, I don't think you'd be listening to a podcast. But let's have that conversation. I'm sure there's some people listening to this podcast. Guys, you need to bathe. But more than that, you need to think about what are you going to do to make sure that everything is pointing in the right direction and the direction is one of success. So what are the things? Is it the car that you drive? And I go on about people buying Ferraris and so on, that you shouldn't do it because, you know, depreciation, you should put that money into an investment and so on, okay? But if you can afford to do that, you can afford the monthly payments that are being covered by your assets, you know, assets generating more cash so that that Ferrari that's on, you know, £1,000, £2,000 a month doesn't cost you that at all. It's like having a free car because your investments are paying for it. If it's coming out of your salary, then it's a really bad investment. Sorry, it's not even an investment, is it? It's a really bad liability to buy. If you've got assets that are continually churning over that cash, then that's a great thing to do. Because the way in which you feel getting out of that car will or should, if that's what you're looking for, should help you generate more cash, because it's about how you feel inside. And if you're not ready to buy the Ferrari yet, go get yourself a bottle of Molton Brown and just start smelling awesome every single day. All right, I hope that's useful for you. Really short podcast today, and an unusual one, I think. But it's just like, these are the little bits that all count towards your ultimate success. And I want you to embrace them, and I want you to do all these little things. It's just these little mindset shifts that haven't occurred to you yet. And you're like, oh, actually, when it, you know, it sounds silly talking about it, but then when you think about it, you're like, this does actually make real perfect sense. All right, I hope that's useful. My name's Dan Latta, and we'll catch you up on the next one. Speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.